When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's hour number three. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. We go full buffet here in the final hour, 800-919-3776. What you want to talk about in the world of sports, we've got you. And also, because it's Valentine's Day, what you want to hear on the call-in line, the request line, call up, and we'll play it for you. And you can shout out whoever it is you love, including if you're in love with a New York athlete right now. Like the one, like, I fell in love with this guy. Like whoever this is, like this player, I love this player. Or if it's somebody that you're like, you know what? I think I'm done. I'm done with this player. Out of love. Who is it? So we'll get to your calls certainly on that. But Bart, I'm curious to see how you're going to do this one today. Because it is Valentine's Day. And I know you go a little senior love daddy on me when it comes to Valentine's Day. So, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
It means you get home.
Uh-oh.
You look her dead in her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
If you got older kids, you give them money to take the younger kids to the movies.
Uh-oh.
You look her dead in her eyes and you say, baby, it's the power minute. And five of those minutes is foreplay.
It is true. The best 30 seconds of her day.
Yes. You seen how them lions be out in the wild?
Hey.
Act like they dead.
Like I said, if you have kids, you're lucky to get that minute. Lock the door and just hope they can stay out. But that door is constantly knocking.
That's why you gotta get that wedge.
Can't focus.
That's why you gotta get that wedge, bro.
Stop knocking.
You gotta get that wedge.
You're knocking me out of rhythm.
You gotta get that little wedge, right? So they can't open the door. And then you go in the bathroom, close that door.
In the bathroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the mirror.
Shower.
No. That's slippery.
Shower's
I ain't trying to hurt. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Just look in the mirror. Put your elbows on the.
All right. Well, Bart wanted to do this, so let's do it.
Let's take some calls from the request line.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Don in Stanford.
That's
Don,
so
what's happening?
That's so funky.
Yo, what's up, fellas? I love your show, man.
Appreciate you.
I listen to you almost every day.
What do you mean almost? What's the almost?
He emphasized almost.
Yeah,
twice.
He's like almost.
But you're not on Sunday. I'm watching football on Sunday.
Okay. All right.
You ain't on Sunday.
Understood. So
all right,
every
all right.
weekday. I like
so
it.
Listen. So listen, mm-hmm. So I'm running right now. I got to send my baby mama money for Valentine's Day, so I can't talk too long. But listen,
baby mama,
can you play?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got baby mamas, man.
Okay.
So I got to send them the money. But can you play Prince?
Play.
What you need?
Are you taking requests today?
Yeah.
I'm looking for that Prince song, Another Lover Like a Hole in Your Head.
Don's got too many.
Yeah.
Don's got too many. He just can't take anymore. He's broke. That's what happens when you're Johnny Appleseed, Don.
So you need another? I don't know, like, you should be reducing.
Well, the doctor said I can't have no more.
No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing, Don. All right, God bless, man. Enjoy the day.
He want another lover.
The name of this song is You Need Another Lover Like a Hole in Your Head. And then Don's talking about all the baby mamas he's got to take care of. All right, so we'll continue with that. See, that's the kind of fun we're going to have today. 800-919-3776. Aaron Boone spoke today. Curious to hear what he had to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's begin with, again, a Yankee team that was 82 and 80 last year. And an offense, what are we pointing at? What was that?
This is looking at old Michael K. clips.
Oh, okay. Oh, from Center stage.
Yeah.
Okay. Meanwhile, here's Aaron Boone talking about the offense and how he expects it to be better.
I think we have a chance to be a great offense. Again, that's all it is right now, is a chance. Last year was a struggle for us offensively, you know, for different reasons. Obviously, you know, we had some significant guys go down. You take out key pieces. But then that doesn't always derail you or end the road for you. You know, I go back to 2019 where we were ravaged with injuries and everyone just kind of kept on stepping up and the reinforcements were there. I do feel like we're better positioned and better equipped to deal with a guy going down here or a guy going down there. I do like our depth right now. I do like our balance right now. My expectation is that we are an elite offense again. That's what I expect. I think it's a reasonable expectation with what we have. But again, we got to go show you.
Yeah, and they've been a bad team last year, 227 average. The outfielders were not, other than, of course, Judge, you know, not performing. And so adding Juan Soto, you would think, is going to make that better just alone. And then having Judge healthy, which last year obviously went through some stuff in the middle of the season. So with that in mind, you have Soto. And we have heard this before about the potential, as he said on the Michael Kay show.
Not a great outfielder, though.
Of what? Well, again, this is about batting right now. But it's what is the lineup going to look like? And so Boone was asked about an ideal lineup.
No, it'll play it out. I mean, in my mind, I guess I do kind of have an order. Like, if everyone's going and healthy, the biggest thing I want to make sure we solve is that leadoff spot. You know, if we can put ourselves in a good spot there, you know, with some combination of Aaron and Juan hitting back-to-back sets us up pretty well. Because if we can solve that leadoff spot, and look, I mean, I want it to be DJ, and hopefully it is, but certainly would Alex Verdugo up there is a possibility. I feel like if that leadoff spot gets settled, then we have a chance to be a really special offense, because I do feel like the middle of the lineup then around Aaron and Juan has a chance to be deep and special.
I mean, LeMahieu is the most obvious guy, right, for the job. It's whether or not you can get him healthy and keep him healthy.
Yeah, it's been the law of diminishing returns ever since you gave him the money. He had two outstanding years, and then he's had two that
been banged up.
And the
toe was really a major issue
that's
for him.
That's what happens to old people, though.
Well, yeah, you get hurt more often than not, but this guy's a ball player. I mean, this guy's usually available.
Batting title.
And if you right, and so what you're hoping is that you get a healthy and the LeMahieu that you've always expected to get, right? Like that you know you'd get. Then he's your obvious leadoff. Verdugo is an option, but I kind of feel like if it is Verdugo, something horrible happened. Like something bad happened.
Yeah.
Because you really don't want Verdugo there. Like, at least I don't. Now, it's interesting what he also said is that it's some combination of Judge and Soto.
They just want him back and back to back. That's so, all.
Like whether it's Judge being in the two hole or not.
Don't be hating on. Listen, this is a
year. And Soto
man,
in the three.
Cashman, this is the year that Stanton come out and like, all right, this is what y'all want. Y'all forgetting about me? You know, remember, Cashman has some interesting things to say about Giancarlo. No, let's see. I want to see what kind of shape he shows up in. And not if he's in shape, because he's always in shape, especially at the start. I want to see what he looks like.
Mm. It would be sad, though, if he shows up and he's like lighter, and now he's just hitting line drive outs. all the power's going.
Like, it's like Latimer.
I hate to laugh, but it's
like Latimer when he stopped taking the steroids and he got ran over on the goal line.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, everybody looking like, yo, he ran you over?
It's just a real thing. Did you see, by the way,
it was a long, deep ball. Manny, I don't know why Major League's come to my head. Long fly ball. Well, he really got a hold of that one.
It's too high. It's too far. It's too far. Well, the trajectory. Did you see what Manny Machado said about losing Juan Soto?
No.
This is interesting. Yeah, he said this to Bob Nightingale, USA Today. He said, we believe in the guys we have, but obviously no one can replace Soto. He's the top player in the game. He's irreplaceable.
So why wouldn't they try and trade the other guy? Did they Tatis?
Well, I don't think he's as easy to trade. But and Soto, I think, is up, which is easier to trade
an
expiring contract. They don't want to pay him. So, but think about that's an interesting thing that another star would say. He's the top player in the game. So are we overlooking this? Did the Yankees get the best player in the game and they don't even know it? I always believe that you guys. Like, I always believe that part where
we know the trajectory.
Talent recognizes talent,
he's
right? I always believe that.
And Machado is as good as they come. He's been a real leader out there for them. And that wasn't the narrative around him coming from Baltimore. Him and Acuna, you would think?
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of guys. Bryce Harper should be on that list.
Bryce Harper's old, though. I'm talking about young guys. I'm talking about young guys you want to build around.
Well, he's 25. Yeah, Soto's 25, so right. Yeah. But still, like, I always go, like, Machado saying that caught my attention. All right, but anyways, in the end, how are we judging the Yankees in the end?
World Series. We can care less. Always. I can care less about 100 wins.
Thank you.
And home runs.
Thank you.
And all that blah, blah, blah. Let's fast forward this season, like, until the end. Because they're just like...
It's a shame we can't ever enjoy. We're not going to be able to enjoy a regular season. We just can't.
They're like the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Man. We don't care.
Yeah, win your 12 games.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's what happens in January.
105 games. Yeah. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Can you beat Houston?
Big freaking deal. Get it done in October because it's been a minute.
It's like...
It's a shame. It sucks because you want to enjoy the season. You want to sit back and really just enjoy good baseball. And they could go on. Remember, a couple of years ago when they had that insane start at first half, and I just was saying I had that anxiety of, but I need to get to the finish line. I don't know if I can. And they didn't. And then this last year was an absolute disaster. And so now you can't say, well, they only won 82 games last year. Last year, they underachieved. They all admitted it. So this year, it's not about, well, they were 10 wins better than last year. No, no, no. This, you've got to be what you expect to be, what everybody expects of you. This brand is supposed to be the best brand in the sport. So Aaron Boone knows it. He's also in a contract year.
Yeah, that was interesting too.
Yeah, and so he was asked, like, what's it going to take? What does it take? What has to happen for the Yankees to finally be a championship team?
I think anytime you're a championship level team, and hopefully in the end we're holding that trophy, that's what we're here to try and accomplish. You know, I think a lot of things have to go right. You know, start with health. In any season, you're going to have your health challenges here and there, but hopefully for the most part, you know, especially a lot of your core guys can go to the post regularly. I mean, that's an important factor. Obviously, going through with what we went through last year as a club, nobody wants that ever again, and that it really left obviously a sour taste, and you know, it's like sand getting kicked in your face, you know. And I do feel like we have a group that is always really focused and diligent on preparing and getting ready to go out and have a great season, but I do think there's another level of edge and focus to not wanting that to happen again. And we have a lot of guys with pride in there that, again, I feel like that first box has been checked by a lot of guys that are eager to put last year behind us.
Look, he said the core guys go to the post. That's the most important thing. I mean, it's what the Knicks are trying to do. They're trying to get their core guys to the post, right? Like, that's the most important part at this mm-hmm. point, is we've got to get to the finish line with healthy bodies in the lineup. And he also is referencing that you have, when you talk about core guys, you've got guys who have the right attitude. And that part I agree with. You know, last year exposed a lot of different things. Organization got a little too full of itself upstairs, analytics and everything else. You could see that. There was a defiance after a while. What they need to do this year, and you hope they're doing, is that they are listening to the players a little more. Now, you don't let the players run the organization. I get that. But I also think it's important to have the temperature of your clubhouse. They all wanted Boone back. Well, he's back, right? There was no denial after the season that the players wanted him back, but they didn't give him an extension. Fine. He's in a prove-it year. But there is leadership in that clubhouse.
This era is in a prove-it year.
You're right. Every year has been a prove-it year.
But who's the leader? Who's the leader?
It's a great question. It's where I'm going. I do think that this year there is pressure on Aaron Judge, who's already been paid, Gerrit Cole, who's already been paid and has won a Cy Young. Judge has won his MVP. They've all done the individual stuff, right? Anthony Rizzo, we mentioned LeMahieu. There's enough guys who I think understand how to take control of a clubhouse and not let things spiral out of control and maybe speak up more instead of sitting back as the season starts to unravel. As issues start to arise, questions start to happen, media stuff starts to become a distraction. I do think that that's on guys like Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole, because they were the ones at the end of the season that were doing a lot of talking. They had something to say about keeping Aaron Boone. So to me, like, the Yankees are going to be judged this year. Boone is always going to be front and center. Cashman's always going to be front and center. But so are these two guys. Now, the problem with Cole is that he's only there every 5 days, right? So he can only do what he can while he's on the mound. But it doesn't mean that at this point, with the Cy Young in his pocket and everything else that he has done in this game, that he doesn't have enough of a presence to make sure that the voice is heard. And Aaron Judge, nice guy, right? We all love him. Nice guy.
Yeah.
But Bart, don't you think it's time for him to put a little edge? He's got to show a little edge.
Yeah.
He started to last year, But I think we need to see it more as a factor where players respond to him.
The tough part and the issue is nobody has had a group. This group has had any success, like not even moderate success, as far as
they did get to. They did get to the ALCS.
Yeah, but that seems like forever ago.
It was
like
2 years ago.
It seems like forever ago for the Yankees type of people. What I'm saying is, like when CeCe took over, he had a championship underneath his belt.
Well, yeah, that happened right away.
So he was speaking from a, you know, that's mm-hmm. the last real leader that I can remember this team having.
Yes.
You know, maybe Brett Gardner. You know what I mean?
But not as much as CeCe. Yeah, CeCe had the size.
He was the stopper.
Cy Young's.
He was the personality.
Remember, CeCe's the guy that gave up a $500,000 bonus because he threw at somebody. Right? He had the innings pitch thing. Remember mm-hmm. that? And he threw at somebody because his teammate got thrown at and he walked off the mound. And his teammates knew. That guy just sacrificed. Was it $500,000 or $1 million? Whatever it was. But he sacrificed a ton of money because he did what you know you're supposed to do in sticking up for your teammates.
Yeah.
And he walked off. And they all looked at him like, damn. Like, Judge has to have moments like that that aren't necessarily a big hit in a big moment, but just a presence moment, right? Letting people know.
Can he put his arms around Gleyber Torres and let him play with his potential?
Man, they got to. I'm with you.
Like, that's the most frustrating
He's
player.
He's the one guy that I feel like has never touched
developed.
The potential
He's
that he showed.
He's not developed at all. Like, what kind of shape is he going to be in? Like, did you work out with him in the offseason? Did he stop eating the fried pork rinds?
It should
like,
be
you know
on
I mean?
His case. I'm yeah. with you. Now, that's all stuff we're going to watch, and we're going to be, you know, obviously close to that. Now, every year there's always the message to fans. So here's Aaron Boone's message to what has been this entire offseason a very frustrated Yankee fan base, which, by the way, after the Soto trade and then Marcus Stroman, and you're going, that's it?
It's a wild card. Yeah,
like, man. That's it? You know, Cody Bellinger is still out there, right?
Blake Snell's
you know,
still
Blake
there.
Snell is still out there, right? Well, here's the message to the fans.
We're hell-bent on being a champion, and you know, we understand very well that last year was not anything anyone in this organization wants or demands or expects. And I would say we have poured into that from ownership to the front office to the coaches and staff all the way to the players that I do feel like we have prepared properly. We are ready to roll. But again, we got to show you. I'm going to talk to you guys every single day. And anything I say now, next week, next month, into the season, we got to go prove it. So I think we have a chance to be a really special team. That's all it is right now. We got to go show the world that we're as good as we think we can be.
Now, here's like there's their you can hear that's clearly the message that he's saying to the media and to fans, which means that is the message inside the locker room, is it not? Like, isn't this kind of stuff said in the locker room too? You come off a year like they did. You have to believe that everyone in that locker room, the message around that organization is redemption, right? We all got something mm-hmm. to prove. Do the Yankees have a chip on their shoulder this whole year after what happened last year? The offseason, how many people were called to the carpet, how much criticism rained down on the organization from the owner all the way down. Hal Steinbrenner had to hear it. Brian Cashman certainly was hearing it. Aaron Boone's got to hear it. Right? Like, they all had to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, is it a redemption year for the Yankees? Is there a chip on their shoulder? And if there is, I'm all for it. I love teams that have this. Give me that edge. Give me that redemption year. Give me that pissed off at the world kind of attitude from them where you're coming into every game and every series because you know in the past, I mean, how many times the Toronto come in and they're yapping, right? You have these other teams that come in and they're yapping at you. The Astros come in that we own you, right? Enough of that, right? Enough of that. So I want to see what kind of attitude the Yankees bring into the season as well. It is the Power Hour brought to you by Avocado Green Mattress, Sleep Natural, 800-919-3776, of course, is the number. So, Bart, I showed you the picture. There is a photo. So a Twitter handle called the Yanks Center made an alternate Yankees jersey. It's a picture of Aaron Judge. I tweeted it out. And it's the pinstripes, nothing different. The colors haven't changed, nothing. But instead of the interlocking NY, right, on the chest, across the chest in script, in the Yankee script font, it says the Bronx. How you feel about this? Now, again, this is NBA, you know, NFL, these alternate jerseys, third jerseys, different colors, different looks and all that stuff. Could you see the Yankee fan base embracing a potential third jersey that simply says the Bronx in script across the chest?
It's okay, man. It's
not kind, feeling it?
It's kind of like who does that? I don't like what Brooklyn does with that little crazy uniform they have. Sometimes just keep it classic. Why we have to have an alternate alternate one? I mean, put the Bronx on the back or something. I don't know, in the nameplate or something. I don't know. It maybe look better back there. Yeah, put the Bronx on the back.
Put Bronx on the back?
No, with a name.
I think that's even more sacrilegious to put a name on the back.
Well, it's a team name.
I actually, if you gave me a choice.
And the Bronx
I know. Well, that's what it is,
just
though.
Put Bronx.
It's not called Bronx. It's called the Bronx. But anyways, if you gave me an option, look, this is what we're doing. We have two choices. It's either going to be last names on the back of the jersey or this script, the Bronx, across the front for home games on, you know, certain nights. Which one are you taking? I'd probably take this over names on the back of the jersey. There's just something classic about the lack of a last name on the back of the Yankees jersey. There's just something cool about it.
Yeah, I wish they put names on the back.
Well, I know you do. But I think there's something about being identified as your jersey number, because in the history of the Yankees, the jersey number is a special thing.
I guess it allows you to keep whatever jersey that you ever buy as a fan forever.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
You have that. Now, on the Twitter responses on this thing, Larry said, sorry, this looks horrible. They can do better. Johnny called it terrible. While a guy who uses 86 cutlets, he said need. But he kind of liked it. So, curious to see what people think of this. And curious to see what you think about everything else. We got calls to get to at 800-919-3776. And also, the power rankings for the NBA are out for ESPN right before the All-Star break, the last one before the break. So where are the Knicks right now after they have lost three in a row? Do they remain among the top 10 teams in the league? We'll discuss that and your calls. Stay with us. Barton Hunt, 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right. Well, meanwhile, yes, it's Bart
and
Han.
I like the way that Victoria's Secret sits in your...
I hear you.
Yeah.
We've had callers today on Valentine's Day tell us stuff like this.
I got to send my baby mama money for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. We do, don't we? And you were like, baby.
Why you got to send your baby mama? Like, you ain't say my girl.
That's for Bart, like, it's he calls it. Do you know what Valentine's Day is?
It's Gobble Gobble Day.
Is it?
You eating, and you getting eaten.
And all we want to do throughout the whole show with you is just go.
Well, call 1-800-277-DOOMY.
Instead, it's 800-919-3776 because.
Let's take some calls from the request line.
Let's do it. Alex in Orlando. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hope you guys are doing good. Hope you guys have a good Valentine's Day as well with your ladies.
Likewise.
Quick request. I'd actually like to request, Because I Love You by Lenny Williams.
I love you.
Thought I had it.
That's it.
There you go, Alex.
You know that had to be good, man. Your dude started crying in front of everybody.
Now, who's this for, Alex?
This is actually dedicated to this, actually currently my girlfriend, Charlene. And, you know, we had a little time away from each other, but, like, this is the song that always came to my mind, always.
Ooh, this
and right now we're happily together.
Ooh, this that get back. This that one where you, like, you looking her straight in her eyes. Like, why are you looking at me like that all the way? Because I love you.
Yeah. Don't ever
take this away from me.
Like the get.
Don't ever take this away from me again, baby. Why you do me like that, baby? Don't ever. No, it's the greatest ever. I need it. I need it more than I need air.
Thank you, Alex. Alex is like, get me off the phone.
I don't need no water, no air. I need this more than I need air.
Garrett and Paramus has a question for you, Bart. Go ahead, Garrett.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, my question for Bart. Bart, I mean, I know you've been, you weren't like player personnel or anything like that, but, I always see like the Jets defense. It's like, I mean, people say that like they're undisciplined, but they're still top in the league, and you know they play with fire. I mean, they fight and stuff like that. It's like, and then I look at the offensive line, and it's like I see like Zach Wilson get like hit late, and it's like, I never see anyone like Willie Colon. I know it's like a name you know of, but like getting like people's faces and like they're fighting for like their player like on offense. Like it's like the offense just look the O line just looks very. I know they have their own problems, but they just seem like they're very just soft. I was like, how would you go about like fixing that? And I mean, I don't, maybe I'm just seeing it from another view, and maybe that's not right. But I mean, I just want to know your thoughts on that.
No, you're right. There's a lot of tough guys. I mean, a lot of guys that aren't like energy guys, right? You would want Becton to be like that, but it seems like Becton is so concerned in making sure that his knee's okay, that he's not out there laying on the line. Yeah. He used to be like that his first year, but after the injuries. You would think Vera Tucker would be that. Like, Langton wasn't like that at all. He's, like, a good guy. You know what I mean? They need some attitude. I like
Tim. Do you need that on the offensive line? Do you need, like, one guy on the offensive line who's, like, a marginal guy, although you don't want him taking penalties, but no, you still kind of want somebody that's going to put a little fear into.
Well, you need the grouchy guy.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. The Brickershaw wasn't like that, and Nick was a guy that was going to do his job. He was going to be physical and do what he's supposed to do.
But Willie Colon was like the –
but he wasn't doing it like
he
that.
Was the Yeah, the Bronx Bully, they called him.
Yeah, yeah. Willie came from that Pittsburgh, you know, you got to be tough and out physical him and your body blows and all that stuff. So if it was a shot to be taken, he would take it. I would say Tippmann may be like that.
Is he? Okay.
I like you know, his attitude, his professionalism, his athleticism. But they can definitely use a guy with that type of attitude that sets the tone, right? Like, and you know, for us it was the grouch of the group was Brandon Moore, believe it or not. He was the grouch. They called him Grady, right, because he was always frowning. Remember, he's a former defensive lineman. He was kind of like the guy that was like the unsung hero on that offensive line when you think about, you know, Nick Mangold, Damon Woody, Alan Faneca, and DeBrickershaw. DeBrickershaw was just a talented technician that was out there doing, you know, math equations about, you know, angles and stuff like that.
It's Goodwill Hunting. Like, yeah, he just figured it out mentally. All right, we'll continue with the calls, 800-919-3776. So the power rankings for the NBA, if you were going to power rank them, who do you think would be the team right now in the number one slot?
Power rankings?
Yep.
I like the Clippers, even though they're not number one, just because of their star power and they're starting to figure it out. But I would probably say Minnesota is going to be up there.
Number two. Minnesota's number two this weekend. They moved up from number six.
And I would say they're probably going to put Boston one.
Boston is number one. They have held at number one, and they just have had a great season. It's really going to depend on the playoffs for them. It always does. But their season has just been off the charts. They are 42-12. They'll be at the Garden, by the way, next week. coming back from the All-Star break. Yeah, Minnesota is number two. Number three, a team that's one of the hottest teams in the league.
OKC?
No, the Cleveland Cavaliers. And people aren't talking about them, man.
Cleveland is not better than OKC.
Cleveland has been doing nothing but when they have won 17 of 20. That's a quarter of a season going 17-3.
Don't tell me what they've done. Tell me who they've beat.
All right. Well, they've beaten some good teams too, but okay. All right. But still, they have played really well. And then the coming up, it gets real easy for them. So anyways, that's a team to watch. Four is your Clippers. They were two. They dropped because they got smoked by Minnesota, as you remember, on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been very good. But still, I still think the Clippers are low-key my favorite to get to the finals out of the West. They got to stay healthy.
Yeah, playoff Kawhi is a whole
different
animal.
Different animal, yeah. At five is the defending champs, the Denver Nuggets. All right, and they have been kind of hot and cold all year, but they're still very good, 36-18. Then you have your Thunder. And the Thunder, you remember, like they've been good, but they've had a couple of these questionable losses lately. But they're still very good, and they're 37-17. I mean, they have an insane, you know, plus 20 record here. And they're another team you're going to watch in the playoffs and just see what are they going to be when we get into a playoff series, because they are very tough to guard. They score a ton in the paint. Milwaukee Bucks are at seven. Doc finally got a second win out of them. And, you know, are they going to figure it out once we get back on the other side of the All-Star break with a new coach and everything else? A team that you can never count out, but you just don't love the way they play defense. Eight, the Pelicans. Been sleeping on them. Not a lot of talk about Zion. He has kind of just fit in now with them. He hasn't been spectacular, like, you know, breathtaking like he was.
Yeah, one game winner.
But they've been, yes, he did. But they've been very good as well. And they are 10 games over 500. And then there's the Knicks at nine. So they stay in the top 10, although they drop from seven. And a lot of people are saying, really, the three straight losses, but you don't know if that game in Houston was going to be a loss. They were coming all the way back. But now there's concerns, you know, about injuries and how many games they're going to miss with after the All-Star break without Randall and Ananobi. And now we'll see how DiVincenzo is as well. So that's a major concern on that end. And then Phoenix Suns are rounding out the top 10.
That's crazy.
With all that talent, right? Well, they're 32-22.
They still don't look.
They're just 10 games over.
They still don't look.
They have good games, and then they have, like, you know.
No defense, man. And Nurkic is going to be a liability.
Yes. And I also wonder about Beal. Because Beal is a guy that will just all of a sudden hamstring. All of a sudden, calf strain. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just that guy.
Back.
He's so – right, and that's the one to watch. He's so good, but that stuff always comes up. So that's your question about them. You know, Dallas, they're right up there as well, but your question about them is going to be is Kyrie
defense.
And Luka and, you know, yeah, they're – you know, will they be good enough defensively? Because you just – you know, you're trying to just outscore your own defense. In the playoffs, that's harder to do when you're playing against a team, you know, four. You have to win four out of seven. So anyway, that's where we're at right now. So the Knicks do stay in the top 10 as we go into the All-Star break. Where will they be midway through March? I just think that's what you're waiting for, is can they get at some point, don't go too late, where Randall and Ananobi can come back. And then maybe you'll get a sense of what this team can really be. 800-919-3776. Let's take Eddie in L.A. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, Han. What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Man, I've been listening to you since when you first started. I started listening to you in 2012.
Yeah, that's when I started. Wow.
Yeah, I remember that. And Bart, I can't wait to talk to you. Can't wait.
Yeah.
But okay. Yes, Bart, I'm a big Jet fan, too, so I've been following you. Actually, I've been following you since you was with Baltimore. Quick note before I go to the Knicks, I just want to say to Bart, just to mess with Bart, the reason why the Jets didn't get to the Super Bowl in 2011?
Yep.
That's y'all fault. That's the defense's fault, because
uh-oh,
we had the game, and y'all let Roethlisberger get away
times.
And they came and they won the game. And not only that, the strength of that team was the defense. Mark Sanchez had a great game. He had 300 yards, no turnovers, two touchdowns. We should have won that game if our defense would have came through in that last drive. But that's all spilled milk, Todd. Well, I just want to mess with you.
Well, we tried to blitz him to get him because he was trying to take all the time off the clock. If we would have just ran the ball four times from the 1 yard line instead of throwing it three times, then I think we would have been playing with a lead and Ben would have had to try and score a touchdown and not just run the clock out.
That is true, but still, the strength of the team is the defense. Defense should have won the game.
We didn't give up any points. Like you wanted us to stop him, to stop the clock, to get the stop. He picked up the first down. It's not like he scored. It's not like we gave up the game winning score. We were down, and we just needed and we had to try and get the ball back, and they were just trying to run the clock out. That's the difference.
Well, you're right. But the last thing, the only thing I really remember is that it was third and long, and somebody had Roethlisberger in their grasp, and he got away, and he threw it for about 10 to 15 yards, and they got a first down. That's the last thing I can remember.
Antonio Brown.
Anyway, yeah, but anyway, it's all spilled milk. You know, I love you guys, and you guys did the best you can. It's time for the new regime to put something together. But anyway, I called to ask you guys to give us to tell me what you guys know about our injury report. When is Randall Ananobi and Robinson? When are they coming back? And question for you guys. How far do you – I think the Knicks can go seven games to the Eastern Conference Finals with this team against Boston. And I want to hear what do you guys think as of right now?
I got you.
I'll hang up and listen. And you guys have a good day.
Appreciate you. All right. So first and foremost, you won't see OG or Randall probably until March. Right. I think Ananobi's evaluation date after the elbow procedure, I believe, is the last week of February, which is essentially it's just the first 2 days of the right. The March and February split that 2 weeks from now. Right. So there's that. And I think Randall's in the same time frame of the reevaluation on the shoulder to see if he can start working out. I imagine he's probably trying to do some things during the All-Star break and everything. But I don't think we're going to see them until, into March. And that, of course, leaves about 20 games to go because, coming out of the break, you're at like 27. So there's not a lot of games left to be played. Mitchell Robinson, he's going to try. And there's, like I said, they've talked about how he's been doing more things. And on the other side of the All-Star break, Mitchell Robinson is supposed to start doing some basketball activities. But me personally, I hope he proves me wrong. I don't feel like we're going to see him, at least not in the regular season. Now, if they go on a run and they find themselves playing into late May, maybe. Maybe if he keeps working, they'd be able to find a way to put him in the game and have him available. But if you're looking to see if he'll play before the end of the season, it would take a lot because it's a big man. It's an ankle. It's not something you want to mess with because of the future for him. I don't know if we're going to see him. So that's the reality. So the players that are out right now, Ananobi, Randall, those two guys, other side of the break, All-Star break, I think, there'll be a reevaluation and they'll see the condition that they're in. And for Ananobi, that's his shooting arm. That elbow's his shooting elbow. So he's got to be comfortable shooting the basketball. But his body, he should be staying in best shape he can stay in because it's your elbow, it's not your legs. That's the positive. And for Randall, it's a shoulder. How much pain can he tolerate? How much can it get hit?
And this is not, it's not,
will it pop out?
This is not, nah,
but it's the non-shooting. You're right.
Yeah, once it's back in, you're fine.
Well, you just don't want to get hit. Like, he's a physical player. You want to make sure he can still be that guy. And then he's got to find his rhythm again. So all that stuff has to be figured out. So, yeah, there's still some time. But that's why this All-Star break coming up, it's so perfectly timed. There's one game right now, and they don't play again until next Thursday. And then it's Thursday, Saturday. So you're in a two-week span, four games is all you're losing here. That's a key part of this whole thing. You want to get these guys back while there's still 20-plus games left, if you possibly can. And then they can all now figure out with the new pieces what kind of rotation they can get. And let's not forget Isaiah Hartenstein. You know, that low Achilles thing, it's really more of a heel, but they call it Achilles tendinopathy. That is something that it requires is rest.
It's going to keep coming back.
Unless he gets rest. So
they had to put him on a minutes restriction when he comes back.
Probably, yeah, because you don't want to stress it, and then it flares up again.
That's why you might have a hold on to a guy like Gibson just so he can get some responsible defense and rebounding.
And they have two roster spots open, Bart, which leaves the possibility of signing another big man that is somewhere in the world right now that you could get. Doesn't have to be, you know, Robin Lopez is a center who was, you know, he was waived, and now he's a free agent. But it doesn't have to be someone like him. It could be someone who could be playing overseas. You know, you never know. Hmm. So there's stuff to just keep an eye on when it comes to that.
Dwight Howard?
I mean, crazier things have happened.
Dwight still can rebound, baby.
I mean, again.
No, he in shape.
Can you put up with it? Can you put up with it? That's all you're asking.
I tell him quit looking at boys in the shower.
That didn't really happen, did it?
No.
800-919-3776.
We know what Casey he's been going.
All right, so we'll finish up with your calls and some thoughts on tonight's matchup between the Knicks and the Magic to finish the All-Star break and more.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
See, this is what I was waiting for the whole damn show. I mean, seriously, can we turn this up, please?
Listen, we're so old, she's already had our baby. We don't want her to have no more baby. So, yeah, I have my baby. No! Forever, hell no! I am not going back to a diaper genie. Keep that son. So we now have my baby. So you had my baby.
The next diaper I'm changing is my grandkids.
So you had my baby. It feels so much to me.
There's nothing more precious. Come on, you know the words.
I know. To the raise a family. But that's what you do. Got to pay for three colleges. Scholarship. I'm going to work forever. Because education going up so high.
You and I.
No! We knew them kids was dumb from the start. Knew they weren't going to get no academic scholarship. All that private school I paid for, these dummies still couldn't get a scholarship. The hell wrong with these kids?
Oh, man. So you know what we're doing today. We are doing it.
Let's take some calls from the request line.
Let's do it. Let's go to Rodney and Hawthorne. Rodney, what do you want to hear, Rodney?
Yo, my brothers. I love y'all. You guys are my big brothers. Han, Bart, I love listening to y'all. It's like family listening to you guys.
Appreciate you.
You guys are the older brothers, and I got to say, I got to wish a very happy Valentine's Day to my wife and to my daughter. I love them dearly. They make my life every single day. They make it worth it. You know, family's family, and they're the two that motivate me every day, and I dedicate Cupid one by 112 to them. I love them.
Cupid doesn't lie. This is their best song.
Rodney,
right,
Rodney with a heartfelt message.
Hey, Rodney,
too.
Rodney, ask me this though, Rodney. Your girl back at home, you gonna start with Cupid, but you ended with peaches and cream though, huh? Yeah.
You know what it is.
Yeah. Just keep that door locked, that's all. Just keep that door locked, Rodney. We appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Get daddy 10-15 minutes, baby. We'll be right out. Go watch. Go watch SpongeBob.
Right, here, take the iPad.
Yeah. But you said, Mommy said, I can have an iPad.
You can go on Roblox all day today. Yeah, enjoy it. You want. Scott and West Orange. Scott, what do you got, man? You know what time it is.
Yeah, baby. Barton High, man. First time caller, but I listen to you guys all the time. I put everybody on you guys.
Appreciate you.
No doubt. I keep hearing Bart talking about that Do Me Baby, man. Play that bell, rip the boat, Do Me Baby.
Yeah.
I
need a body bag. Do Me Baby. Oh. Do Me Baby.
Yeah, this song came out in like the 90s, right? I was still young. You'd be in the car with your mom, and this song comes on, and you're just like singing it, and you just turn and go like, oh, never mind.
Yeah,
like, sorry, mom. She's looking at you like, what did they say in this song? What did they say? No, nothing. Don't worry about it. What do you guys got?
Michael Bivins never sang that.
You 8-19, bud?
Huh?
80,
yeah.
19. Man, I'm 8-12, baby.
Ah, you know what I'm saying? Leo's up in the building, yeah. Son. You know what I'm saying? Fire
that's
sign.
Right.
Baby, the lion,
right.
B. That let us know that right. Our parents are bored as hell in the wintertime. They got it in.
Scott, have a good day, my man. Have a good day.
Yo, God bless you, man. Both of y'all like Beavis and Bedhead. I love y'all.
Who's Beavis and who's Butthead? Every time they say that about us, I always wonder, which one is which now?
Beavis is, Butthead is the one with the blonde hair. He's crazy.
Yes.
So that probably would be me. Wait, the one always doing something stupid.
Beavis is the blonde. Butthead was the
black
hair.
Hey, Beavis.
Oh, it seemed like, I'm the blonde.
Bart's definitely Beavis.
Yeah. No, Butthead. I'm Beavis. Okay, I'm Beavis.
You're Beavis.
Yeah, I always get them mixed up.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly what you are today. But everybody enjoy the day today. You know what Bart calls it.
Put it in her. Beavis.
Wait,
put it in there.
What's wrong with my page? Damn, what's wrong with my page?
Damn it.
No, it's still not working.
It's Gobble Gobble Day.
Yeah, it's Gobble Gobble Day. That's what he said today.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And we played the songs for you, and we hope everybody has a blessed day. Don't forget to get your ashes, Catholic. See you tomorrow.
Well, call 1-800-277-DOOMY.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.